Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another podcast. My name is Patty. The shop is Herbs to Your Health. You are welcome to call if you have a question or two questions, 724-836-7440. Our website is www.herbstoyourhealth.net. You can order from the website or you can read about the supplements that I'm talking about. My first story today comes from a man in his mid-70s. He had two kidneys and one liver transplanted 19 years ago. He was taking popular drug Ozempic for diabetes. Just spent 8 or 9 days in the ICU with a bowel blockage caused by Ozempic. So what can we take instead of that? Not that I'm an allopathic herbalist, but here are some suggestions that you can add to your program you're already taking. Berberine, sugar reg, super algae, pro pancreas, cinnamon balance, blood sugar formula, golden seal, to name a few, kind of like off the top of my head. And if you're having any kind of, I don't know, health problem or emotional issue or stress in your life, I recommend meditation. The purpose of meditation, you know, maybe you escape to bliss and relaxation where all your troubles melt away into oneness until you re-enter your world of suffering. Nah, that's probably not what it's about. I say it's kind of like to allow you to rest as your true self, pure awareness, the silent field of aliveness from which all experience arises. And from this space, fully allow and welcome all inner sensations without judgment. Awareness doesn't have any preference or desires. I have to say that meditation helps with feeling peaceful and calm and that sense of pure awareness that we are not separate. We're not separate from our souls. We're not separate from other people. We're not separate from other energies. The separate self wants to protect itself, and then that gives rise to resistance. So, and you know, then it's gonna maybe cause some other issues. You don't need anything to meditate. All you need is a, you know, nice comfortable chair. You can lie down in your bed or wherever to meditate and just breathe. If I've said it once, I've said it a billion times, and I've told myself a trillion times not to exaggerate so much. Herbs to Your Health is not a pill for an ill. It's a, you know, full body, mind, spirit, participatory health project. People call to order a bottle of Silver Shield when they get respiratory infections, and then they expect to be healthy. Yes, Silver Shield is excellent for respiratory infections. Viruses, it stops viruses from replicating. So if you take it as part of a program every single day, it's going to prevent you from, hopefully, from getting a respiratory infection. Vitamin C. I notice people don't get vitamin C when they get Silver Shield, which suggests to me that maybe they're not taking vitamin C. Our bodies do not manufacture vitamin C. We have to take it every single day. It's water soluble. It leaves the body. Our vitamin C is buffered and time released over 6 hours. So every 6 hours, take more vitamin C. And here are a couple that you might not generally think of for fighting infections. One is Echinacea golden seal. And this is, it's like Abbott and Costello and Simon and Garfunkel. It's an herb combination that works synergistically to have a greater impact on our health than any single remedy. By themselves, they're great infection fighters, but in combination, working synergistically means they enhance each other. Echinacea is it's a plant. It grows around here. You've seen it. The main constituents in echinacea are alkamides and polysaccharides and betaine, like hydrochloric acid. These compounds stimulate the immune system to fight viral and bacterial infections. This is one of the great benefits of echinacea. It's assisting the body's natural ability to fight infections. So, unlike antibiotics, echinacea leaves the immune system stronger. Besides potentiating the immune system, echinacea helps reduce inflammation, sequester infection to keep it from spreading, and aids in detoxification by improving lymphatic drainage. It has more properties, but I'm going to move on to the golden seal part. It does grow around here too. It's pretty rare. You have to really look for it, sorry, in, deep in the woods. One of the main constituents of golden seal is berberine, but it has other ones. And these constituents give golden seal antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, and astringent properties. It's particularly useful for inflammatory conditions of the mucous membranes in the sinuses, lungs, digestive tract, and urinary passages. It's a very bitter herb, and it has been used for respiratory and digestive tract infections and all kinds of things. So you can use them separately, but using them together, they work synergistically. Very similar to that is golden seal parthenium. Parthenium is a relative of echinacea. The roots look very similar when they're cut. And so parthenium has some immune enhancing abilities. Its common name is called wild quinine because it's really good for fevers. So that's another one. And I believe that it comes in a liquid, so it's really good for children. I remember the child who said, probably, 30 or 35 years old by now, but the mother would bring the child in, and I would say, okay, you need Echinacea Golden Seal or whatever they needed. And they'd say, look at me and say, what does it taste like? And I'd say, honey. And finally, the kid caught on to me and said, you say everything tastes like honey, which I did, actually. So, speaking of children or even adults, if you get a fever, there's really no reason to fear a fever or use fever-reducing medications because that can actually prolong the illness. Fever is a sign that your or your child's immune system is working at its best. Virtually all animals, even fish, naturally develop a fever when they're fighting a bacterial infection. When my daughter was a baby, she developed a fever, and I took her to the pediatrician. And he said, why'd you bring her here? That's a good thing. Take her home. It's fine. Fever Fever is improves the body's ability to get rid of infections. So what you when you have a fever, usually you're going to shiver, and it's you know that you don't, well, maybe you sweat. I don't think you sweat when you have a fever. I think when the fever breaks, then you sweat. If I'm remembering back into the 90s when I had a bad flu and a fever. Temperatures from 104 to, over 105 reduce the replication rate of poliovirus in cells 200-fold. A fever directly or indirectly helps ward off the invading bacteria or virus. More white blood cells are produced to fight off the invading bugs. You get more interferon, which is a natural antiviral and anti-cancer substance, is produced, which helps block the spread of viruses to healthy cells. And that the increased body temperature directly kills microbes. Most bacteria and viruses grow better at temperatures lower than the human body. And fever also impairs the replication of many bacteria and viruses. And if you think you came in contact with a virus, drink something hot. So it has to go through the respiratory system, the nose or the mouth, and into, if you can get, hot liquid into the stomach, that could kill it off too. Of course, it's probably already hot in the stomach. Moving on topically, a person I spoke to yesterday said focus attention really helped him with anxiety. So this is a something that, even though it's called focus attention and it helps people focus, it's actually a calming formula. It was formulated to help balance and calm mental function in order to improve concentration and focus. The herbs and nutrients in this blend help overstimulated and undernourished brain functions more effectively. It enhances the production of calming neurotransmitters in the brain that reduce excessive activity. It has slippery elm bark. You would never think of that to as a calming, but it's very soothing to the digestion and the gastrointestinal tract. L-glutamine is one of the most abundant amino acids. It's non-essential, but it boosts the production of GABA, a neurotransmitter that calms the brain and reduces restlessness. DMAE has been shown to play a role in the synthesis of acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter in the brain responsible for memory and learning. So you have better memory retention, elevated mood, increased intelligence, and expanded learning capacity. It also helps with wrinkles on the face. It helps remove them. Lemon balm has a long history as a calming and soothing remedy for stress and tension. Grapeseed extract is an antioxidant, so it neutralizes brain damaging free radicals caused by toxins and stress. And ginkgo, we know ginkgo is a great growth without aging formula because the trees live very, very long, thousands of years. It improves memory and mental capacity. It protects nerve cells from damage. It increases blood flow to the brain, the head, actually. So it helps with your eyes, ears, the whole head. It's widely used as an antidepressant. So here's a tip. If you have to help family members move and you have to pick up some heavy boxes and stuff, I suggest to take take these normally as part of your program, but you can actually take extra Everflex and Skeletal Strength. Everflex has glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid. You could also add IF Relief to it. IF Relief is an anti-inflammatory herb combination. Skeletal Strength. I don't know what our biggest seller is, but I know that Skeletal Strength is frequently sold out. You know, it's kind of empty on the shelf, or we're down to one or two bottles and, you know, got to order more. It's going to provide not only calcium, but all of the other key nutrients necessary to build healthy bones. Magnesium and calcium must be in proper balance in order for calcium to be properly utilized. So most of the magnesium in the body is found in the bones. We need one part magnesium for every two parts of calcium in our diets. Since most people have far more calcium than magnesium, Skeletal Strength contains equal parts calcium and magnesium. But yes, you can take extra magnesium too at bedtime. And lots of herbs, the I'm sorry, lots and lots of minerals, the cofactors that we need to build healthy bones. It's not only helpful to prevent osteoporosis and arthritis, but to heal broken bones. And certainly, if you have achiness from lifting, you know, your body weight in boxes, I'm exaggerating. It was only probably half of my body weight. So all of those minerals, we need all of those. It has vitamins D, C, B vitamins, hydrochloric acid that supplements stomach acid, which is critical to the absorption of calcium and other minerals essential to bone health. It helps the body absorb the minerals in Skeletal Strength. It also has the herbs horsetail, parsley, valerian, and licorice. Boron is in one of the minerals. It's a vital trace mineral that is required for normal growth and health of the body. Many disease conditions like arthritis, menopausal symptoms, and osteoporosis, among others, are naturally managed by boron. Boron improves the ability of the human body to absorb calcium and magnesium. It's essential for healthy bone and joint function, along with, of course, calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus, and vitamin D3. So everything works together. The body's completely connected. We just need to take a program. That's another thing. I've said it once, I've said it at least 1,000 times. I mentioned either last podcast or two podcasts ago about the gentleman whose doctor said, all you have to do is take a Centrum Silver and you'll be good to go. What are you messing around with all those things like MegaCal and Skeletal Strength? Just throw those away. Just take a Centrum. Well, I found my notes on Centrum. It's a cheap vitamin, very, very cheap, using nutrients that are not bioavailable and may actually do more harm than good. Many people think that all vitamins and minerals and herbs are the same, but they are not. Remember that 85%, at least it was when I checked, at least a year or two or three ago, 85% of the supplement companies are owned by pharmaceutical companies. So first of all, you have to ferret out the 15% that aren't owned by pharmaceutical companies, or just come to Herbs to Your Health. I do the research. And if you see me taking it, That means it's good. Not only Centrum, but the other multivitamin supplements that have forms of vitamins and minerals that the body can't use, along with additives and fillers. The first ingredient is calcium carbonate. It's chalk. It is not a form of calcium that is bioavailable to tissues. It interferes with digestion, making assimilation of other nutrients more difficult. Vitamin A, 50% is from beta carotene. The other 50% is a synthetic acid residual. Vitamin E is an acetate, which is a byproduct from film processing by Kodak. And meanwhile, remember that I did this research back in the early 2000s. I have not consulted a label of Centrum. This is what it used to be. So let's just say it could have gotten better over the years. Most likely, I'm going to say it didn't. It's not about health. For some of these companies, it's about profits. So just check the label. If it says D-alpha tocopherol and tocotrienols, natural vitamin E is 8-in-1 and it starts with a D. If it's DL, that is vitamin E acetate, and that's the byproduct from film processing. And I don't even know if films are even processed. Most of the inexpensive vitamin B12 comes from sewer sludge. The minerals are not in chelate form, which makes them unusable. It's just a terrible thing. Another ingredient is cellulose, which is just a filler to make the tablet bigger so you feel like you're getting your money's worth. I just can't even go on. Just let's not take Centrum, please. Let's take super supplementals. Just come to Herbs to Your Health. We'll recommend a program for you. You have to get a consultation. People used to think that they could come in and say, just recite their disease labels and I could give them one bottle of supplements or something just to make everything all better. It doesn't work like that. It's a program. It's a habit of health. It's a lifestyle. It's a choice, of course. But let me just tell you, the people who take supplements feel a lot better. And my final story comes from a young woman who was telling me the story of eating a Twinkie and spitting it out because it tasted like chemical sludge. So I don't know whether she wanted me to be impressed by that or I don't know. She said, I have eaten a lot of Twinkies in my life, but not lately. But I'm still a junk food junkie. Eat healthy foods. You know what? I don't know if I got cut off or not, but I think I'm going to end here. Oh, well, let me just continue. I don't know what happened. So all processed food is junk food. None of the junk food do we want to eat. I remember Adele Davis. She wrote books in the 70s about how to have a healthy life and how to eat healthfully. And she said, just avoid all the processed foods. And back in the 70s, what was that, 50 years ago and longer even, 50, 60 years ago, she was preaching about how we just should eat foods in their natural form. She was a proponent of drinking milk. I am not, but I do agree with a lot of what she said. So the processed fats, Natural fats are always accompanied by fat-soluble vitamins and minerals. So those fats are found in whole foods like nuts, seeds, avocados, eggs, fish, meat, milk. That's what she was saying. The vegetable oils and refined fats contain high quantities of omega-6 fatty acids and low quantities of omega-3. The ratio is about 40 to 1. That is that imbalance. Every time you go through a drive-thru, think you're eating stuff that's been fried or cooked or whatever in processed fats. They have trans fatty acids. Anyone who wants to enjoy good health should put the processed fats in the trash. Refined salt, we don't want that. That blue cylinder with the girl with the umbrella, that's processed salt. Table salt, we don't want that. That's very, very bad. Natural, like sea salt, has a lot of minerals in it. Sea salt actually lowers blood pressure. And then let's not even mention the chemical additives. So super algae and licorice root are helpful. And then if fats are not bad, you know, real butter from grass-fed cows and coconut oil and extra virgin olive oil, very good. Super omega, krill oil, vitamin A's, A and D, vitamin D3, vitamin E. So all of that stuff. And ionic minerals or mineral chi tonic provides our bodies with the trace minerals that they need. Okay, I hope you just didn't get this last part of the podcast. I hope you're hearing all of it. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.